May the Lord help us to commence our services today with hymn 804. 804. Ye lambs of Christ's fold, ye weaklings in faith, who long to lay hold on life by his death, who fain would believe him and in your best room would gladly receive him, but fear to presume. Hymn 804.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, from three portions of Scripture. First, the book of Exodus, chapter 2, commencing to read at verse 23, as far as verse 10 of chapter 3. Exodus, chapter 2, verse 23. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now please turn to the book of Psalms, looking at Psalm number 136, Psalm 136, we first read verses 1 to 5. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doth, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. And now to verse 23. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. And lastly, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, and commence to read at verse 25. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbour as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbour? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. When he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbour unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that preserves our lives to the present moment of time, and that we are able to come into thy presence and worship thee. And we do pray that will indeed give and grant to us a true spirit of worship. We may indeed worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. Dear Lord, we have read a portion of thy word, whereby thou didst say to dear Moses, take off the shoes from thy feet, the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. So, Lord, may we indeed spiritually this day take off our shoes, and worship thee. May we be found, dear Lord, on that holy ground, the ground of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who accomplished salvation for poor dying sinners. Then, dear Lord, to graciously help us, be with us, we humbly ask and pray. Lord, we come, dear Lord, once again into thy courts, and Lord, we pray thy blessing to rest upon thy word this day, each and every part of the service. Lord, the singing of hymns, the reading of thy word, the prayer, and the preaching. We do pray, dear Lord, that there may be that shall go forth with divine power and unction, and it may indeed be sealed home into our hearts by thy blessed Spirit. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that none may be sent empty away. Oh, that may go home with a little who can tell, may go home with a crumb of mercy, may go home feeling that they have been with Jesus, may go home feeling they've heard thy word, and there's been some, Lord, not just something that has been applicable, but something that's been sweetly and blessedly and graciously applied. Oh Lord, to written as it were with the finger of God upon the fleshy tables of our heart. Dear Lord, do hear us, do help us, we do pray thee. Lord, because we are each fast hastening on to eternity, we're not knowing what a day or an hour may bring forth. We do know that the place that knows us now will soon know us no more forever. So, Lord, we come into thy courts this morning, praying, dear Lord, for thy help, to be prepared for that great change that must and will take place. Indeed, the only thing certain in our life is that one day, we shall be called away from time to enter upon eternity. And dear Lord, it is indeed a tremendous sound, and to guilty souls a dreadful wound. But oh dear Lord, if thou art mine, heaven is mine, glory will be mine. May it be so, Lord, then with each and every one, Lord, that's found gathered this morning. And gathered, Lord, if not in body or in spirit, Lord, listening in, we do pray, dear Lord, thy gracious help. Lord, do condescend to come indeed and meet with us. We do pray thee. We do thank thee, Lord, for the many mercies we have. And Lord, we must not. We would not let these mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and without praises die. Lord, thy mercies to us have been and are great. They're many. With our daily needs supplied, we have measure of health and strength, we have use of natural faculties, we have comforts that abide. Lord, we have a roof over our heads, and we got beds to lie on. Indeed, we got many, many mercies. Lord, but oh, thy mercies, dear Lord, they don't stop there. There is the unspeakable gift of thy dear beloved Son. There is the blessed preaching of the gospel. There's thy word, the word, the Bible, which we read in our own language. The book, Lord, that's never yet gone out of date. The book that's never been cast away as no use, at least not by thy people. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that thou make thy word more and more precious to our poor, never dying souls. As Peter said unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. And dear Lord, thou art precious. Oh, I from all things parted I could be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Lord, do then draw near, and do bless our souls even this day with a sweet token for God, a token of thy special love. Show us that we are born of God and that our treasure is above. Lord, may we then humbly bow our head before thee. Oh, confessing our sin and guilt and transgression and our faults and failings, our inconsistencies, our heart wanderings, our backsliding, sins of omission as well as commission. Oh, dear Lord, do have mercy upon us. Oh, that we may know what real repentance is, godly sorrow that needs not to be repented of. Hear our prayer, we do pray. Remember us then, each Lord. And Lord, remember the little church congregation that Swayze undertake for them. Blessedly help them. Strengthen them, Lord. Favour their souls. Prepare each and all for eternity. And pray, dear Lord, thou make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Dear Lord, as the children we lovingly commend to thee, Lord, and we suppose that they're going back to school tomorrow, we pray that thou help them and be with them. And Lord, and do watch over them and do preserve them from the virus, Lord, that has been and is so rampant in our nation. Do keep them, Lord, we pray. Oh, they may be kept. Our health and strength and safety, Lord, belong to thee. Then, dear Lord, may we look up and may we look unto thee to preserve and to keep. And help them, Lord, in their studies, we pray, and bless them. And Lord, may they give attention to what the teacher is teaching them. And may, Lord, be that they eventually are found as useful citizens in this our land. Oh, and useful in the house of God. Dear Lord, do graciously work in their hearts. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou remember our friends that hold office, undertake for them, Lord, graciously help them, be with them in their cares and concerns, and help them, Lord, to commit all into thy hand. And we pray, dear Lord, for those that walk in sickness and affliction's path. Think of our dear friend Lydia. Pray for her, Lord, graciously help, mercifully draw near, favour her soul. Bless her abundantly with thy loving kindness, thy goodness, thy mercy. And dear Lord, and do uphold her at this present time. And pray, dear Lord, that she with a dear one and a dear family, Lord, may know that underneath are the everlasting arms of love and of mercy. Oh, dear Lord, may they find that the arms, thy arms, divine support and strength beneath them, be with them. Pray, dear Lord, and remember any others, Lord, may be unwell at the present time. Be with any, Lord, in any deep trials, troubles, or difficulties. make crooked things straight, rough places plain, and graciously help them. Be with those that may be carrying some heavy burdens. Be with those, Lord, that need divine leading and guidance in the affairs of life. Ah, Lord, and do a prayer, dear Lord, as the opening hymn this morning speaks of souls seeking and waiting for the Lord. Oh, Lord, do bless them, seeking souls, waiting souls. Oh, the Lord, they may not wait in vain. Lord, they cannot wait in vain. Thy name, thine honour, thy glory, Lord, is at stake. Hear them prayer for them. And Lord, remember others. We do return thanks, Lord, to thee for thy goodness and mercy to our friend Timothy Parish. Lord, that thou hast heard and answered prayer. Oh, Lord, we do humbly thank thee, Lord, that he was brought through that major operation last week. And now, Lord, is home. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for thy kindness and goodness, for hearing and answering prayer. And Lord, and if it please thee, dear Lord, do help him, strengthen him, and restore him to a full measure of health and strength, that in thy time, Lord, that he may be enabled once again to go forth and speak those glorious things touching the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and pointing to thy redeeming blood, and speaking of the love of the Saviour, Jesus Christ our Lord. Dear Lord, do blessedly help. Lord, and as his dear one, as his family also, they need thy help, Lord. Do help them. And Lord, and maybe others that perhaps we're unaware of, Lord, perhaps there's some, Lord, unknown to some and not known to others. Pray, dear Lord, thy blessing. Lord, and do sanctify affliction's path, we do pray. And pray, dear Lord, that thou art then remember each and all. And Lord, and do hear prayer again, Lord, for our land and nation. Do mercifully arise, dear Lord, for our help. Oh, that thou would govern those that govern us. Dear Lord, who mercifully appear. Thou knowest, Lord, there's been a plan drawn up, Lord, a roadmap, as they call it, out of this pandemic, Lord. But, dear Lord, it needs thy blessing to rest upon it. Dear Lord, as the virus, the vaccine that's been made, it needs thy blessing, Lord, to rest upon it. Oh, dear Lord, may it please thee to hear and answer our prayers, that it may be so. Gracious Lord, do graciously help us. Help us, Lord, to look unto thee. One thing, dear Lord, is hope teaches us, and that is that we should cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Hear our prayer. Oh, Lord, and do work graciously and mightily in the hearts of our leaders. Oh, could it please thee, Lord, to bring them to prayer. Hear then our prayers. Do help us. Dear Lord, do watch over us now. Lord, we're hearing the noise of seagulls. Dear Lord, could it please thee, Lord, to keep them quiet, to send them away. Lord, do help. Lord, then do come now, do mercifully hear our prayer and our breathings. Undertake for us. Oh, come, fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth at my lips, and that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We plead the dear one who cried, Lord, help me. We ask for Jesus' sake, amen.
Let us continue with hymn 688. 688. Ye that pass by, behold the man of griefs condemned for you, the Lamb of God for sinners slain, weeping to Calvary pursue. Hymn 688.
In dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I would ask your very prayerful attention to Psalm 136 and verse 23. Psalm 136 and verse 23. Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. The dear psalmist here, why he speaks for this need of exhortation, of praise to God for all his particular mercies. And you may read the psalm full at your leisure. But these words who remembered us in our lowest states seem to rest upon one spirit, just as we're about to retire to bed last night, who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. The mercy is that the Lord does remember us in our lowest state. And sometimes God's people feel to be in a very, very low place. Feel they cannot get any lower. You know, when I say that, this word comes to mind, which I think I quoted a moment ago in prayer. Oh, that underneath are the everlasting arms. And dear soul, and that is your mercy and mine. That, oh, however low we may feel to come, his mercy, he remembers us in our lowest state. We may fall, we may sink, we may get right down. You know, sometimes I say this, I feel as if I'm under the carpet. Well, you may get lower than under the carpet, dear soul. And yet, my friends, the Lord's mercy is this, who remembered us in our lowest state. Why, we read there earlier about the children of Israel in the land of Egypt. You see, when they first went down there into Egypt, when Jacob and his sons, when they all went down into Egypt, why, they were received with great joy. They were there and everything was wonderful. But then, as the Bible reads, there was a king that knew not Joseph. And oh, and how things changed. Things changed. And how they began to load tasks and burdens upon the children of Israel. And why? And yes, and what did this do? Why, it caused the children of Israel to cry unto the Lord. And the Lord, you remember here in the earlier part of this second chapter, where the dear Moses was born, and how he was hidden 3 months in the bulrushes, in a little ark. Yes. Oh, but then he's found, and he's found at last in Pharaoh's house. There, his daughter takes Moses as his son, her son. But all this, the children of Israel are still, they're still in great distress. They're in their rock bottom, as we might say. Oh, friends, do you know what it is to be at rock bottom? And you cannot lift yourself up, and you cannot lift yourself out, and you cannot deliver yourself. Some might tell you, to pull yourself together. Well, if you could, that would be easy. It would be done. But you can't. And that's the problem. Oh, but you do need, and you know you need. You know you need the Lord's help. Oh, and that he must do it. Well, there's a count here, the verses we read, chapter 2, the children of Israel. They sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, who remembered us in our lowest state. Yes. And then, dear soul, you know, there's this. The time is yet to be fulfilled. Yes, the Lord has remembered, and the Lord will deliver. Oh, and he's raised up his servant Moses. He's now at the backside of the desert. He must be called away from the backside of the desert. Yes, and what a remarkable calling Moses has here is to come. Oh, and he sees a bush. He sees a bush that's consumed, that is burnt and is not consumed. A bush burning and yet it's not consumed. He turns aside to see this wondrous sight. Oh, friends, and you know, surely this certainly speaks, does it not, of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, yes, he died. He died on Calvary's cross. But dear soul, he rose again. He wasn't destroyed. He ever lives. And dear soul, yes, and take this home. May this sink into your heart and mine. He lives to intercede for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. Dear soul, what a blessing that that his mercy endures. He remembered us. Well, the children of Israel then were to go on. They're still in bondage, but the Lord is speaking, he's talking. Oh, to his servant Moses. He's called him now from the backside of the desert. Perhaps he says, oh, that's where you've been some little while, at the backside of the desert. And perhaps you feel no man cares for your soul. Well, here he is. But the Lord says to Moses this. Oh, well, yes, you know, there was this, wasn't there? The place where on thou standest is holy. Put off thy shoes from thy feet. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And you know, going back just a step, why we said about the Lord Jesus, why, and go to the death and sufferings of Christ. Yes, there in Gethsemane's garden, there where the dear Lord of life and glory fell on his face and prayed to his Father in heaven. There he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood fall into the ground. Yes, oh, friends. And you see, we must not trample on the blood of Christ. We must not trample on the blood of Christ. And Moses commanded to take the shoes off his feet. Here was the type of the Lord Jesus. Well, we pass on. And the Lord says to Moses, and said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster. I know their sorrows, and am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring out of that land unto a good and large land flowing with milk and honey. See, I'm come down. Oh, remember us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. The children of Israel are in a very low state. Yes. Oh, yes. And why? But the Lord says, I have surely seen. Dear soul, whatever your trouble, trial, difficulty may be this Lord's Day morning, dear soul, the Lord says, I have surely seen. I have surely. he wishes to assure you and I, dear soul, this Lord Day morning. I have surely seen the affliction. He knows all about it. Of my people which are in Egypt. He knows you're in this world, dear soul. He knows you're in this world. He knows you're afflicted. He knows you've got troubles. He knows you've got trials. He knows you've got difficulties. But then to his heart, he says, and I've heard their cry. I've heard their cry. Oh, that cry, Lord, help me. I've heard their cry. Oh, yes, by reason of their taskmaster. Oh, those things that, yes, these taskmasters that place such heavy burdens upon the children of Israel. Yes, there was the tale of bricks, but they didn't give them any straw, did they? No, but the Lord saw all this. He says, and I know their sorrows. I know. These are, he knows. May it be a comfort to you and I, dear soul, that he knows everything. He knows, dear soul, the beginning to the end. And he knows the end from the beginning. Dear soul, and you and I don't. You and I don't. But let us remember this, what the hymn writer says. He is too wise to err and know, too good to be unkind. And dear soul, he is able. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. By reason of their task, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land unto a good and a large. So, dear soul, yes. See, that time will come. The time of love will come. In this, that set time to favour Zion. Yes, he will regard the prayer of the destitute, and he will not despise that prayer, those prayers. He looks down from the height of his heavenly sanctuary, of heaven to the Lord, behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner and to loose those that are appointed to death. Yes, and what do we read here? The children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. Their cry came up to the God. Yeah. Why, the Lord says, he has seen the affliction of his people. We read of the bondage. I know, and come down. Oh, yes, his heart. He knows the sighs. He knows the cries. He hears the groans. He hears the groans of his elect. Blessed be his glorious name. Dear soul, see, but the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It'll surely come, and it will not tarry. He's got a season. He's got a moment. He's got a time, dear soul, when it will command deliverances. Oh, that you and I may be given and granted that grace of patience to wait on him still, to wait for his word to be fulfilled. Yes, it's not easy. I know that. I know full well it's not easy. Who remembered us in and no estate. But again, someone might say, yes, but my low estate's not quite like that. I wonder what your low estate is. Is it here, sir, your sin? Is it all your sin that has brought you feelingly so low? So low. You say, yes, and I think of God's word, and you say, I don't know my Bible but very well, but somewhere it reads, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? O wretched man that I am, who remembered us in our lowest state." You know, we read there just now, Luke 10. And there was one. There was one that the Lord, well, the Lord was calling out of nature's darkness and into his marvellous light. Or you may look at it like this. Here was one that was sadly guilty of backsliding. He was going the wrong way. This one was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. That's where we're all going by nature. That's where we're all going by nature. We're going the wrong way. We haven't got our eyes thitherward unto Zion. And until the Lord shines into your heart and mine, it won't be otherwise. We may have a form of godliness, but oh, we want more than form. We want realities. We want something real. Something by God, yes, indicted in our hearts. Work there. The power is Holy Spirit. Well, here, it was this parable. Yes, it's a parable. Oh, yes. This man was going the wrong way. Now, this just comes to my mind. I hadn't thought of it before. Never have. No, but, you know, in the Acts of the Apostles, you read about a man called Saul. You younger ones, you take notice of this. There was a man called Saul of Tarsus. And he had held the clothes of those that stoned Stephen to death, God's servant Stephen. He'd held those clothes. And now he's going down to Damascus. He's got authority from the chief priests and so on to cast men and women into prison. He was going the wrong way. Are you going the wrong way? Are you going on as if you're right and everybody else is wrong? Do you think religion is something silly? Something that we can be ignored? Do you think, you hear of God, you hear of the Lord, you hear of Jesus Christ, but are you saying, I don't go along with it? Well, if the dear Lord should meet you, as he met with Saul of Tarsus, and as this parable here sets forth, this man that was going the wrong way, he fell amongst thieves. He fell amongst thieves. They wounded him, stripped him, left him half dead. It was a most pitiful sight. Saul of Tarsus. Why? The Lord spoke to him. There was a great light shone out of heaven above the brightness of the sun. That must have been very, very bright when you think about it. It must have been a terrific light. And there was a voice. Yes. You say, well, what's that got to do with this text? Sinner, dear soul, it's got everything. Absolutely everything to do with this text. Yes. Who remembered us in our lowest state. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. And it's that loving kindness of the dear Lord that's drawing Saul of Tarsus away from the things of this world. It's his loving kindness that brought this man into trouble, to fall amongst thieves. It was, thus far he shall go and no further. Yes, the appointed time rolls on apace, not repose, but call by grace to change the heart, renew the will, and turn the feet to Zion's hill. Who remembered us in our lowest state. Maybe if I was to ask some, yes, in the congregation this morning, they could tell me when and where and how they hope the Lord began a work of grace in their hearts. Yes, and he hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The Lord began a good work in the heart of Saul of Tarsus. He stopped him. Stopped him right in his tracks. Is there a soul in Swavesey Chapel this morning that's been stopped right in your tracks? And that plan of yours. Oh, and the Lord has now turned it upside down. And you realise now that you're not your own. You're not your own. Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. You say, but I don't see how this can be, for his mercy endureth forever. I feel so awful. I feel dreadful. I just don't know what to do with myself. Well, let me tell you, dear soul, the day will be coming, and it won't be too far ahead either, that you'll praise and thank God that he did stop you, that he did arrest you by the power of his Holy Spirit. You think when the policeman arrests somebody because they're doing wrong. Yes. Oh, yes. And it prevents them from doing other things that are wrong. Well, that's how the Lord works. Oh, he arrests them to stop them going further in the downward road to hell. Yes. Because it is a downward road to hell. It is. Young friends, old friends, it is a downward road to hell. But dear soul, there is a road to heaven. There is a road to glory. There is a place where congregations ne'er break up and Sabbaths have no end. And if I didn't care about your souls, I wouldn't be preaching to you this morning. But I do care. Because I cannot bear the piercing thought, what if one soul should be left out when thou for them shalt call? Prevented by thy grace, be thou, dear Lord, there my hiding place in this accepted day. Yes, and they shall come. And they shall come which were ready to perish. Saul of Tarsus came. Yes, here. In Luke 10, there was one. He was laid low. He was brought very low. He was brought absolutely dependent on others. Yes. He got no strength to stand up in and of himself. He'd been wounded, left half dead. And that's what sin does to us. It wounds us. It wounds us that we cannot come and stand before a holy God. Because one day, it is all you and I are going to have to stand before a holy and a heart-searching God. But what a mercy, dear soul, it'll be if he that remembered us in our lowest state. You know, go to the prophet Zechariah chapter 3. And there you've got a man there. Zechariah, Joshua the high priest. that was not and is not Joshua that you read of in the book of Joshua. This was years later. This was at the time of the children of Israel in captivity. But there was this Joshua, named man Joshua, the high priest. And he'd done something wrong. He'd sinned against God. Oh, where's the man? Where's the woman that can put her hand up, his hand up and say, well, I'm not guilty. No, we're all guilty. We're all guilty. We all come short, very short, short of the mark, of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. But oh, if the Lord, in his loving mercy, his loving kindness, oh, this soul, arrest your heart, your soul and mine. We should be found pressing forward toward the mark of the prize at the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Not running away from it, but pressing forward to it. We should be embracing it. It'll be here, my best friends, my kindred dwell, and here, my Saviour reigns. Well, Joshua, the high priest then, in Zechariah 3. Where was he? He was guilty. And he knew he was guilty. Yes, oh, does that describe you? Does that describe you this morning? That you know you're guilty? Where does it bring you to? Where does the knowledge of your guilt bring you to, dear soul? Because, you know, in the gospel, there's an account of a woman and she was taken in a sinful act and they brought her to Christ. And these accusers, they said to Jesus, this woman's taken in the act. Moses commands that we should stone her. But what sayest thou? And he wrote on the ground. They continue asking. Eventually he said to them, he that was out sin, let him cast the first stone at. And they all went out one by one. Now, they were all convinced and convicted of their sin. Of their own transgressions, of their faults and their failings, of their inconsistencies, their art wanderings, their backslidings. They knew it. And they were convinced by none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. But, and it is a big, big but, they didn't turn to the Lord. They didn't ask for forgiveness themselves. Now then, dear soul, are you asking forgiveness for yourself? Joshua the high priest, he knew he'd done wrong. And he was there at the feet of Christ, at the Lord. He'd come to the Lord. And why? Yes. And there was Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. The angel is standing before the angel of the Lord. Oh, dear soul, is that where you are this morning? Standing before the angel of the Lord. Here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies and past offences pain mine eyes. Oh, Satan standing there to resist him. You can't be saved. You're too bad. You're wretched. Look at your sin. All your sins, transgressions. You sinned against God's law. You sinned against his commandments. You've done grievous things. No man, no one can ever forgive you for what you've done. Ah, dear soul. But Jesus Christ, God's dear son, can and will. For him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will in no wise. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remember us in our lowest state. Oh, the Lord said to Satan, Yes, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Zion rebuke thee. Is not this, this Joshua here at my feet, is he not a brand plucked from the burning? Remember us in our lowest state. Joshua was wounded, not literally as this parable speaks about, but he was wounded because of his sin and his iniquity and transgression. Perhaps this, oh, that's where you are this Lord Day morning. Remember us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. Why, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Dear soul, he delights in mercy. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Yes, dear soul, the vilest sinner out of hell that lifts a feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Who remembered us in our lowest state? You might say, but you don't realise what I am, what I'm like. Well, that may be so, and you don't realise what I'm like either. Otherwise, perhaps you wouldn't have come to chapel this morning. But you know, it is all here. I turn back here to Isaiah 49. Yes, it says here, verse 13, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. And will have mercy upon his afflicted. But now it carries on, and we see here, remember, we see one here in their lowest state. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Is that where you feel you are, soul? Poor soul, is that where you feel you are? The Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord hath forgotten me. When the Lord answers, the Lord answers your question of mind, dear soul, this Lord Day morning. Can a woman forget a sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of a womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. Yes, his soul, who remembered us in our lowest state. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. And what do we read there? What the dear Lord himself says. Why, yes, there's this that he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Whosoever believeth in him. Dear soul, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Yes. Well, Jesus went on to say this, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that word again, that you and I may be found in that word, in the compass of it, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endured, for God sent his Son into the world. Yes, and the blessed Son obeyed. The blessed Son came. And he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And his own, and he gives that blessed gift of repentance. That broken, that broken spirit, that contrite heart that you and I might have this morning. He gives that broken spirit. He gives that broken heart. So that you and I fall down before him who remembered us in our lowest state. He remembers us in our lowest state. He came to this world to save sinners. And he doesn't, hasn't, and will not change his mind. And what did the dear prophet say to us in Isaiah 53? Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows. Yes, sadly, this was you and I, yet we did esteem him stricken. Smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement and our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Who remembered us in our lowest state? He was wounded for our transgressions. Dear soul, whatever the magnitude of your transgressions and mine may be, Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to save sinners. He came to his heart to save the very uttermost. He came to save the very worst of sinners. Be that forgotten? Why, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Why did he come? Because they were given to him in the covenant of eternity. And there was to be, you see, there's this. There's nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. You say, well, I can't be saved. That's why Jesus came, dear soul, to save the likes of you and I, to redeem your soul and mine from death, hell, sin, and the grave. Yes, that's what he came for. He came, he said, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. For I am God, and there is none else. Say to the very uttermost, the very worst of sin, who remembered us in our lowest state. Remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. There's a dying thief on the cross at Calvary. There's three crosses. Jesus is in the midst, and there's a sinner both sides. On each side, there's a sinner. And one of these, he cried unto the Lord. He cried in his last hours here on earth. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He was sure that this man in the midst was the Lord of life and glory. He was sure that he had got a kingdom and that he was going to reign eternally in that kingdom. And he desired to be there. He desired the Lord to remember him. Forsake all his sin and all his iniquity. And the Lord blessedly, graciously assured him this day shalt thou be with me in paradise, who remembered us in our lowest state. Ah, yes. Men might say, well, he didn't deserve to be saved. Dear soul, that's not mercy. That's not mercy if you think you deserve to be saved. That's not mercy. Dear soul, mercy is the free, unmerited mercy and favour of God. What you don't deserve, he blessedly, graciously gives and forgives all sin, all iniquity, pardons, wash it all away in the atoning, precious blood of his dear, beloved Son. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to save my soul from danger interposes precious blood, and say, my soul, why not for thee? It came, dear soul, yes, to call sinners. He loved them. Oh, he loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and nor for the soul will part. He toils with life, he pants through death, cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. Oh, blessed be his name. The Lord forgive all amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Field hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon on the chapel Zoom at 2:30 and preach again this evening. And on Friday evening, Mr. Chapman is expected to preach here in the chapel. And next Lord's Day, God willing, Mr. Mark Seymour will preach here in the chapel. And he hopes to administer the Lord's Supper after the morning service. And our friends at Oakington hold their TBS meeting on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Let us close with hymn 760. All sufficient is our Jesus, though our sins are black as hell. From pollution he can raise us, or from nature's deepest cell. He on Calvary cancelled all his people's sin. Hymn 760.
Dear Lord, pardon, forgive all that's been amiss. May, Lord, my help through the remainder of the day. grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us each, now and always. Amen.